and you know, the rest is history. This was the kickoff to all of it. But one thing I wanted to talk about Lesnar and Big Show. You know, there's a rumor for the longest time out there that, and I'm not, I say that in the sense of, like, I'm sure it is true and people have talked about it before, but there was a rumor that WWE wanted to do Brock Lesnar versus Hulk Hogan for the WWE Championship at Survivor Series in Madison Square Garden in 2002. And the whole reason, evidently, that it didn't happen was the fact that Hulk Hogan wanted to go over, defeat Brock Lesnar, and become the Undisputed Champion. Now, couple of things, like, Hogan, this is Hulk Hogan in 2002. He's hot off WrestleMania 18. Literally, I mean, obviously he had gone off TV in July, which we'll talk about, but, like, hot off WrestleMania 18. Fans love him. Getting the biggest, one of the biggest pops of the night. Bringing back red and yellow. Beats Triple H at Backlash for the Undisputed title, which Triple H had that title for, like, a month. Literally a month. And obviously there's some shenanigans in the match. I think Jericho gets involved. Taker gets involved. And all that stuff. But Hogan ends up winning. And obviously loses the title the following month at Judgment Day. Seeing Hogan win the Undisputed title twice in 2002. First defeating a prime Triple H. And then defeating a young, dominant Brock Lesnar at full strength, you know? Well, I guess not at full strength because he was off the Hell in a Cell match. But, you know, still, same thing. Would have been a little over the top. Like, I understand WWE, and I commend, you know, them or whoever, you know, made the decision, even if it was Vinnie Mac, for not being like, yeah, sure, Hogan, you can come in and beat, you know, the next big thing in Brock Lesnar. Because that obviously wouldn't have been the right idea. Especially because if that happens, Hogan beats Lesnar, you kind of derail everything that I just said about how this kicked off the road to WrestleMania 19. Sure, you could maybe get back on track, you know, Hogan lose the title to Kurt Angle, just like Big Show did at Armageddon, and Angle becomes WWE champion, you know, but then even if you do that, like, how do you get Heyman away from Lesnar to get that split? Like, Hogan being there would have caused a lot of change in what ended up being, in my opinion, you know, a great road to WrestleMania for Lesnar, and then obviously led to the Lesnar-Angle matchup. But I will say, it would have been pretty cool to see Hogan and Lesnar in the middle of Madison Square Garden. 2002, Lesnar's red hot, Hogan's red hot, WWE titles on the line, it's MSG, it's Hogan. That would have been a pretty crazy atmosphere, man. And especially because they kind of set this up, you know, and whether they meant to or not, because the last time we saw Hulk Hogan in 2002, he was getting taken out by Brock Lesnar. We don't see Hogan again until 03, but we might have saw him in the lead-up to Survivor Series had he come back to challenge Lesnar and get his revenge for being put on the shelf and challenge him for the WWE Championship. They kind of laid the groundwork for it without maybe purposely doing it. I don't know if they did it on purpose or if Lesnar, you know, Lesnar was just beating up everybody at that time, so that may have just been the case, but I don't know, man. Like, I'm glad they went with the decision that they went with Big Show defeating Lesnar. Grander story, got the win that time. But there is part of me that goes, that would have been a crazy atmosphere that night in MSG. Like, that, like, this already is an amazing Survivor Series, first Elimination Chamber. And, you know, one of the reasons this show, I think, is great is because of this pretty legendary match between Show and Lesnar, in my opinion, that, again, is, I think, the greatest, shortest match of all time. But if you swap it for Lesnar and Hogan, yeah, I'm sure it goes longer than 4 minutes. I think just the atmosphere, just like WrestleMania 18 in a sense, with Hogan and Rock, like, that atmosphere was just so crazy that it makes the match 10 times better. Like, Hogan and Lesnar 2002, Hogan could still go a little bit. For Hogan standards, you know what I mean? It would have been pretty crazy to see. I can't lie. I don't know how close they were to getting that. Like, I don't know if there was any back and forth. Like, listen, Hogan, like, just come do the match. You're not going to win the title, but then we'll do this for you. Like, I want to know how close they were to getting that done and if Big Show was kind of a last-minute decision. Because Big Show was on Raw, remember? Big Show was on Raw up until he shows up on SmackDown. And this is during a time where, like, there was, like, an open thing. Like, listen, if you don't want to be on the show, you can, yeah, obviously, kayfabe, I'm not talking about, like, behind the scenes. If you don't want to be on the show, get the fuck out. But, like, Big Show, he's disgruntled with the spot on Raw, so he goes and signs with SmackDown instead. And then eventually that, like, closes, and you can no longer jump ship. I think before Survivor Series like sometime in October, and Show takes advantage and jumps to SmackDown. But I do wonder if Show was like a last minute plan, like if Hogan was the plan all along, and again, just how it changed things. And I could really see, like, we're talking about how it would have changed plans, like Hogan, they kind of set that up with Lesnar during the summer. Hogan and Angle fought earlier that year at King of the Ring, so imagine we get that, and I believe Angle beat Hulk Hogan, so Angle beats Hogan, and then we get Hogan and Angle at Armageddon for the title, and Angle beats him again. The only caveat is, how does now Lesnar and Heyman split up? You know, I don't know how you get there. And how would they have gone about the match at Survivor Series? Would there have been some shenanigans like there was in the Hogan Triple H match to maybe make it look a little less, you know, questionable that an old man is beating, you know, a guy in their absolute prime of their career? I don't know, but it is interesting to think about, and I can't help but just question what that would have been like in 2002. It probably would have been an absolutely insane atmosphere for Lesnar versus Hogan for the WWE title in Madison Square Garden.